Deputy. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be here with you on this fall weekend. Are you tackling a project around your house? Are you getting ready for the winter? You want to step up the insulation? Maybe you want to get to a project that you just couldn't find time for last summer, so you're good to go when the warmer weather returns. Whatever's on your to-do list, we'd love for you to slide it right over to ours. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your question at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, from single sinks to limited square footage, you know, small baths often leave a lot to be desired, but you don't have to make a bathroom bigger to make it better. We'll share some tricks to do just that.
And moldy surfaces can be really hard to paint, so we're going to share how to make sure that mold doesn't ruin your otherwise good painting project just ahead.
And dryers can be one of the biggest energy-consuming appliances in your house, so we're going to share a tip on how to buy a dryer that will not guaranteed run up your electric bill.
But first, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on this fall weekend. I love the beginning of the fall season. It kind of fills you with so many fun projects and ideas to do around the house because this weather, I mean, my goodness, guys, could you get enough of it? Well, give us a call and let us know how we can help you.
In the summer, I think I have great ideas. I go outside and it's just so oppressive out. I quickly run out of steam, you know, but the fall, I'm like bouncing around. I just can't get enough done. So that's right. Fall is a great time to get those projects done. So reach out to us. Again, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Courtney in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie, and it could be a big, expensive project. Tell us about it.
I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house. And also, if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
You know, Leslie, I hate hearing that contractors are advising you to take out a baseboard hot water heating system.
Which is the best heating ever.
The best ever, most desirable. And I would fire that guy, or if you haven't hired him yet, I would not let him back in your house because that is somebody that has no clue what he's doing. And plus, you know, if you're worried about the complexity of installing ducts for air conditioning, that becomes far more complex if you now have to also install ducts to get heat into your house. Now, in a Cape Cod house, it's actually not terribly difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you're going to have your air handler up in that attic space of the Cape Cod. It could be in sort of that crawl space area where it's like the other side of the knee wall or somewhere up there. You're going to have the air handler there, and then you're going to duct down into the ceiling below. Now, if the attic is finished, then yeah, it's a little more complicated, but again, you would duct right from there. So this is not a terribly complex project. You have to be selective and you have to be crafty about how you run the ducts. And if you're worried about having, you know, big ducts there, there's another type of system that's called Space Pack. It's a high velocity, low volume system. And by that I mean it uses ducts that are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast. And you don't see it too often because it's a more expensive system, but it's often used in older houses where you don't have to do a lot of demolition to get the duct work in. But, you know, in our house, we added central AC. When we first took it over, we had about 8 window units, and we put in central AC, and it's an old house, and we just have to be, you know, selective and strategic about how we did that. But I don't think you should consider for 1 minute taking out that wonderful baseboard heat, because that's just the best.
I mean, it really does. It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, forced air heat is super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right, Vito in California, how can we help you today at the Money Pit?
I have a 4x8 bathroom that's I'm trying to put this used flooring on, and it's a plywood floor, raised floor to begin with, and I don't know what to use. There's no more sticking on this used plank that I've got. So do you put plastic underneath, or what do you put underneath?
So it sounds like Vito is trying to use like an upcycled product here, old flooring that he wants to put down in his bathroom, but he can't, it's not going to stick. So I think what you have to do here is use a floor adhesive. There are various types of floor adhesive products. There are floor adhesives for wood. There are floor adhesives for tile. And I think what you're going to need to do here is to clean the subfloor very, very well, as much as possible, and then apply the new flooring with an adhesive. Now, one thing that's really important about floor adhesive, and that is the trowel. It's a grooved trowel. It has like notches in it or sort of like little triangles cut out of it so that when you put the adhesive down, it sort of stands up a little bit, and that helps it adhere better to the flooring product. Just do keep in mind though that it's very difficult to remove these products once they set. So make sure you're sure that this is the way that you want to go, because you know there are so many new floors that are out there today that are rated for bathrooms that are 100% waterproof. There are a lot of good choices and a lot of inexpensive choices. But if you found a floor that you love and you just need to adhere it, then flooring cement is going to be your friend in this case.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if your bathroom is snug, remodeling is always an option, but it can be very expensive. Instead, we're going to share some space-saving tips that can open up your space and save a bundle when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Head into the beautiful Florida Keys where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio. What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys, and I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
We've got Mike in Illinois on the line who's ready to talk tree stump removal. What's going on?
My wife and I recently had a large tree removed right at the foundation of our home. It's a Chicago two-flat sort of brick home, and we just moved in, and the owner had left this massive tree right at the foundation, and, you know, we're talking maybe 6 inches away from the foundation. So we had it removed. We had the stump ground out. So there's a divot there, and to my eye anyway, it looks like the pitch around that area is sort of, you know, going back towards the foundation of the home. My gut says, you know, just get some dirt at the hardware store, fill it in, tamp it down, you know, make sure it's sloped away. I mean, does that sound like the right solution to you? Is there anything I should keep in mind?
Hey, Mike, I think you're definitely on the right track here. The thing about grounding out a stump is it doesn't remove all of the old root structure that's in there. So even though it's sort of sunken in now, that's actually going to continue to settle over, I hate to tell you, or probably over the next some number of years. So what I would do is I would fill that area in, but I would use clean fill dirt. What you don't want to do, because you mentioned buying soil in a bag, you don't want to buy topsoil, because topsoil is too organic. It's not going to help you here. What you want is clean fill dirt. You're going to fill that in up to the level at the point where you're going to want to start to grow some grass, and then you could put a little topsoil over the top of that, plant some grass seed. But I would almost overfill it at this point because it's going to continue to settle. And the second thing to be careful of is make sure that you don't have a lot of water discharging in that same area, like from gutters, because it'll find that low spot and maybe even work under your house and crawl space or the basement. I'm not quite sure what you have there. So keep the major discharge of water from the gutters away from that. Make sure those gutters are clean. Make sure the spouts are well extended past that point so you don't collect any water there. But I think those two things, and just keep an eye on it and just know that you're going to have to add some more soil from time to time, is definitely going to do the trick. Well, there's a few things all old house lovers like me are familiar with, and drafty windows, less than perfect plumbing, squeaky floors, and small bathrooms are on that list.
Yeah, that is true. Small bathrooms are definitely a thing. But while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the past 30 years, and I would kind of say maybe even tripled compared to the size of the bathrooms.
Yeah, I know, right?
Most of these older bathrooms in these homes average about 5 feet by 8 feet. That sounds absolutely correct. So short of ripping out walls to increase your space, you might be thinking you've got just very limited options. But there are some ways that you can use the space to its fullest potential. And here's some tips to help you do just that. You really have to maximize the space that you have. And you might want to consider installing a corner sink. It can be pedestal style. It can be wall-mounted. Whichever you choose, a corner-mounted sink option is going to give you some functional charm, but most importantly, it frees up a lot of floor space in that bathroom, and setting up space-saving storage elsewhere in that room also means that you don't have the traditional cabinet vanity, and a smaller bowl for the sink itself is still going to provide plenty of capacity, so definitely not a sacrifice here.
Now, here's something that a lot of folks have not thought of, curved quadrant shower units. You might be thinking, what the heck is a quadrant shower unit? Well, you can conserve very precious real estate by including a comfy curved quadrant shower enclosure in your bathroom remodel. Now, a quadrant shower has two straight sides mounted into a corner and then a curved entry that saves at least 1 square foot of space compared to traditional units. Now, another option is to go with toilets that have a flat tank top. A flat tank top gives you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it or take advantage of the wall space above for hanging cabinets or shelving. And next, think of smaller, deeper tubs. You can look for smaller scale tubs that offer great soaking potential because they have deep set seating. A small claw foot tub is one option, but there are many if you'd like a different type of decor.
All right, now here's some other ideas. Lower profile faucets and fixtures, because you're freeing up then some visual space. And when you select those low profile fixtures, you're kind of opening up this view, so you're making the space be, you know, perceived as larger than it actually is. And there's a ton of styles available, so you can really beautifully accessorize your small bath. Plus, bathroom sinks don't have to be big to get that job done. You can also think about, if you don't want to get rid of that cabinet or that vanity, think of using a smaller scale cabinet with a smaller vessel sink on top. Definitely a smaller, but you're going to get the storage that you want, plus a really gorgeous looking sink. Also think about converting furnishings that you may already have or something you might find at a thrift store. Standalone storage cabinets, small tables converted into carts, that kind of thing. All of these vintage finds definitely add personality to that bathroom space, but give you that storage that you need for your linens, for your toiletries. I always feel like you have more stuff than you think you have in the bathroom until you start to clean. So definitely, I think if you had smaller storage space, you'd probably collect less, which would be great.
Finally, let's talk about one particular type of storage, and that is towel storage. You know, the lack of a linen closet or a surplus cabinet space doesn't have to mean you've got a trail of towels and washcloths on the bathroom floor. Here's an idea to keep things accessible while keeping them neat. You can mount a hotel-style multi-tiered rack on the back of the entry door near the shower or tub. Not only does it add much-needed storage space, but it does it with style. And for more storage, you can place open wire-style shelving above the toilet or straight down from the ceiling and use it to hold hand-rolled towels. Now, I actually made a towel shelf like this and have it attached about 18 inches below the ceiling. But instead of making it out of metal, I made it out of PVC pipe, which was simple to assemble and glue together. For the long parts of the PVC pipe where I need a little more support, I inserted dowels in between the pipes for additional support. And it's been up there a couple of years now. It looks great, and it keeps all of our towel storage up high and out of the way.
Well, and you painted it to look like metal, so it really...
No, I used some of that metallic Krylon finishes that kind of look like chrome. And yeah, you're right. It looks good. It blends in with everything else, and again, provides us a ton of storage.
All right, I love that trick. Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high-polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's, like, shiny. Now, there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
You are listening to The Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're planning a painting project, prep is key to making that painting job last. But when the surfaces you need to paint have been covered with mold, that process does get a lot more complicated. We're going to tell you how to get that job done right when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your home, as you look around your yard, what are the projects that you would like to get done? Well, we're here to help. Reach out with your questions. If you're stuck in the middle of a project, or you don't know how to start a project, or whether you can do the project yourself or need to hire a pro, all great reasons to contact us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and get the fastest possible response.
James in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my daughter, I got a house that I gave to her that was my father's old home. So she was cleaning though. They're doing some remodeling to it and had wallpaper on this wall, so they tore it all off. And then it had newspaper on it from 1941.
Wow.
and a whole bunch of stuff about FDR and before World War II.
Oh, that's amazing.
Took all that down, and then the wall is made up of boards that are 12 inches wide, 8 feet tall. It's an inch and a half thick. So looking at it, it's all American chestnut.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
So she wants to just cover it back up. I said, no
way.
No. I said, if you don't want it, let's take it out.
Today,
I said, you'll be able to get quite a bit of money for it.
You're suggesting that she remove them, or do you want to use those as the final wall?
Well, she thought about that, but then she said, well, I'm just going to paint it because it doesn't match what I got. And I said, no. And I'm trying to talk her out of this very seriously because I said, you know, they don't make that stuff anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't. That's really a very rare find. And I think if you were to sand it and refinish it, you'd have a really lovely wall surface. And even if the color wasn't quite right, I'd rather see you stain it to bring the color closer to what she wants it to be and still have all of that character. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always so rare to find such beautiful wood in good condition. And I think there's some ways to enhance it, enjoy it, and make it sort of go along with the rest of the decor, whether it's changing the stain slightly on it, adding just sort of a clear coat to just really bring out that graining. You know, I wouldn't be afraid of it, and I'm not afraid to mix different types of woods as well, and then different types of wall features. Of course, you know, you can still hang your art, you can still hang, you know, pieces of fabric or woven items. There's different ways to make it work, and I would hope that she would embrace that.
Looking at it, you know, these boards are an inch and a half thick. They're not, I said, you know, you could take that thing down and probably have them sawed up even greater and have a lot more wood to work with.
Or just have them planed. You know, you could have them planed and smoothed out. If they come out easy enough, that might be an option. I'd consider that because obviously sanding them when they're vertical is a lot of hard work. But you could take them to a mill and have them planed so that they would basically take just an eighth inch off the surface and you'd have a perfectly clean new American chestnut surface to work with after that.
Okay. Well, I'll just, like I said, I don't know what the stuff is worth, but I've been told it's very valuable.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you could sell the material, but I think the most value is in this beautiful home that you've given your daughter, and I think it could, it really speaks to the age and the character of the building. So I agree with you. I try to talk her out of it.
All right. Well, I was listening to you all the other week, and I said, man, I'm going to ask you people what y'all think. So I guess I'll try to work on her some more.
All right. Well, we're glad you reached out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
While mold and mildew can be a real source of frustration for homeowners, especially when it stands in the way of a painting project, it's not only going to ruin those paint jobs with ugly, discolored spots, but it can also cause severe respiratory issues for a lot of people and pets because a lot of folks are very allergic to mold. Now, the experts at Sherwin-Williams have a few tips on how to repaint an area that's been affected by mold or mildew. So they're saying here, don't just paint over that mold or mildew. If you're covering up the problem, you're not solving the problem because the mold and mildew, they're just going to grow right back and they're going to ruin that repaint job. Cleaning it now is going to save you from a costly callback.
Now, before you paint, you clean it by using a bleach solution. You want to thoroughly scrub the affected area with a solution of one part bleach and three parts water. Remember to let that solution set on the surface for a good 10 minutes before you rinse the area with water and then let it fully dry before you pick up that paintbrush. And when you're repainting, remember to use a mildew-resistant paint. Most all paints have some mildew-resistant qualities, but for example, if you buy a paint that's designed for a kitchen or bathroom, that has even more mildew resistance. These include mildicides and antimicrobial agents that are designed to prevent mold or mildew from returning.
turning. And if we are talking about kitchens and bathrooms and moist areas like that, especially the bathrooms, remember to use an exhaust fan that is connected to a humidistat or one that's on a timer so it runs after you leave the bathroom. Keeping that moisture and humidity to a minimum will mean it's that much harder and it will take that much longer for the mold and mildew to grow back.
Sharon in Tennessee is on the line and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you?
Just my husband and I, we're in a house that the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to, quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them. Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yes, yes, and yes. So they have been out for a long time, longer than you might think. I'd say probably 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the thing is, you know, you don't really have a need to replace your water heater near that often, so it sometimes folks are still not familiar with them. However, the one complaint that I heard you mention was that it takes a long time for your water to get hot. That may not change, and here's why. Because the time it takes your water to get hot is more a function of the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're standing at waiting for the water to get
right
there. It just takes, so many minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the other side. Whether that's a tank water heater or a tankless water heater is not gonna change that. It's still gonna take longer to get just the same amount of time to get there. All right.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna change. What will change though is you will have an unlimited supply of hot water because tankless water heaters pretty much when they're sized right never ever run out of hot water. And it's gonna be a very efficient way for you to get hot water. I should have asked you this earlier, but are you on gas, natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then you're okay. If you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation because electric tankless water heaters are not efficient at all. But gas is perfect.
Good. Okay. Well, something for us to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Now, there's also an option that Rheem has right now where you can actually add a bypass valve at that farthest bathroom fixture from your water heater. And what that will do is it will recirculate warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you may not be waiting at all for hot water. So that's another option as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. There's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this fall weekend? Whatever projects you are tackling, whether it's inside or out, we are here to lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, dryers can be one of the biggest energy-consuming appliances in your house, so we're going to share a tip for buying one that won't run up your electric bill when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling? Are you outside on this gorgeous weekend? I mean, the fall weather is perfect. You can do projects inside. You can do projects outside. You can have the windows open and just be working very happily, jamming to your tunes of The Money Pit theme song. That's right. We know you're listening to The Money Pit, getting advice while you're working on the projects. Well, whatever it is, when you have a question, you come to us. Think of Tom and Leslie as the first people that you are going to turn to when you need some help saving money, time, and avoiding all of those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
We're like your home improvement professor.
Well, did you know that one of the last major appliances to qualify for Energy Star ratings is a dryer? Now, Energy Star actually only started certifying dryers in 2015. With all appliance purchases, it's smart to make sure that you're looking at an Energy Star rated model. And here's why. While Energy Star products are the same or better than those standard products, they use less energy. To earn the Energy Star rating, they must meet very strict energy efficiency criteria that's set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency or the U.S. Department of Energy. And since they use less energy, these products are going to save you money on your electricity bill.
Yeah, and the savings is significant. When it comes to buying a dryer, an Energy Star dryer uses 20% less energy than standard dryers, but they work just as well, and they have all the same features. And an Energy Star dryer can save you also about $210 in energy costs over the life of the dryer. And if you pair your Energy Star dryer with an Energy Star washing machine, you can totally maximize your energy savings. So that really should be your first criteria when you're buying any new appliance. Make sure it is Energy Star rated.
Heading out to Wisconsin, Char's got a decorating question. Well, dilemma here. What's going on?
In our living room, kitchen, and hallway leading down to the bedrooms, we have laminate, which is a kind of a golden oak color. I don't know what to put in the bedrooms, which go into open up into the hallway. I want to put a brown because we don't want to put the same thing. We can't find it from the rest of it. And my husband wants to put gray. Can you tell us what would be best? We're going to do a vinyl.
All right. With that golden tone, whoa, I hate that golden tone. I'm so sorry to say it because I'm sure it's all over your house and you love it. But it's, to me, it's always a difficult challenge because the golden has like these weird warm tones, but then still some sort of like yellow hint to it. So trying to match something to it or coordinate with can be challenging. On one hand, I like the idea of a gray, but it's got to be the right gray. It has to be sort of in that same warmish family with maybe some brown undertones so that they won't clash but will kind of blend together. And it also depends if that golden tone of yours is on the warmer side or on the cooler side. I mean, you really have to get a sense of that color. I don't love the idea of the golden with a darker tone. I feel like there's nothing in that dark tone of wood flooring that kind of picks up any of that. That said, maybe it's not a wood look floor at all. Maybe it's a tile. Maybe it's a carpet. Maybe it's, you know, something different. But the golden is always challenging. What do you think, Tom?
I agree with you. I think that sometimes the golden gets really too bright, and it is hard to pull it down. And gray, I kind of like the gray idea, but only it has those wood tones in it, those warm wood tones is going to blend it. What you really have to do here is go to your flooring supplier. You can go to a store like LL Flooring and get some samples and lay them in there against that golden color that you love so much. And I think the answer will become apparent. Once you put enough samples in front of it, you'll get a real good feel for what the possibilities are. If you happen to have some of that existing golden flooring, even better yet, you can go to the store and hold your current floor against a bunch of different options. And that, you know, you said you wanted to go with vinyl. I think that's a great choice today. You have so many different extruded vinyl plank products, luxury vinyl plank products that are just absolutely beautiful, super durable. And take a look at the Duravana, which is a type of stone hybrid, also 100% waterproof, super durable product, and very, very affordable that you'll find at LL Flooring. And I think once you find the one that has the right sort of connection with that golden floor that you have right now, you'll be all set, and you'll both be happy.
Thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We've been broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with skilled pros that you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, Tracy says she has wallpaper on top of plaster walls, and she wants to know if she should remove it before she paints. We're going to tackle that question when the Money Pit returns.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Plaster is in bad shape, then I don't think it's really a candidate for wallpaper removal, and I definitely think that you should think about covering that with drywall. Now, the other option is to tear the plaster out, and I've done this kind of renovation both ways. And having done it both ways, my preference is to cover the old plaster with drywall and leave it alone, unless there's a really good reason to take it out, like you got to do some work to the walls or something of that nature. Because when you take those old plaster walls apart, first of all, you have plaster that varies in thickness. Now you have also plaster lath, those little like tomato sticks, I call them, that are attached to the studs. But you're also going to find that the wall is not totally flat. You'll find that it has waves in it. Because since you're not applying drywall, you don't really see that, right? Because the plasterers were so good back then, they could smooth anything out and make it look flat. In some parts of the wall, you had more plaster, some parts you had less. But of course, when you strip that away, you got whatever's left on that frame, and you got to maybe make some repairs to get everything straight and sitting right. So for all those reasons, I think your best bet is to cover the walls with new drywall. Now, you can do this with half-inch drywall, or you could do it with like 3/8-inch drywall or quarter-inch drywall if it's available. You're kind of just skinning them. And then the only complication that adds is that you have to take your outlets and your light switch electrical boxes and sort of pack them out. There's a device that will surround that, enable that box to extend to make up the difference in the thickness of the drywall. But it's out there. It's available. It's done all the time. It's a big project, but it's certainly one that a DIYer with some pretty decent spackling skills could tackle themselves.
All right. Good luck with that project. I mean, also, wallpaper's pretty nice. Maybe this wallpaper will grow on you in time. Or maybe you'll put wallpaper on the new drywall. Who knows? Let's go crazy. All right. Mary in Boston wrote in saying, I need help deterring squirrels from chewing the deck. She says her deck is 17 years old and the squirrels have always been around, but over the last few months they've started chewing at the decking. She's tried covering the corners where they like to chew with chicken wire. I thought she was going to say chicken breast, and I was like, that's not going to make them go away. But after a month they just found a different location. All right, they just like something about this deck.
It's very simple. You need to train your squirrels, Mary. That's right. Now, you're not going to train them to do tricks, but you're going to train them not to chew the deck. Now, there's obviously a wide variety of gadgets that are out there to deter animals. That they spray water, they make noise, they flash lights. But I prefer a good repellent. I've had some good success with the Bobex repellents, B-O-B-B-E-X. They kind of smell like a combination of rotten eggs and cayenne pepper, but they don't stick around for long. The smell doesn't stick around for long, but you will have to do this about every 2 weeks. They will, you know, they will last through a rainstorm or two, but what I've found, and in my case, I've been using it successfully to keep the deer out of my plants. About every 2 weeks, I have to go out there and repeat the treatment. In fact, I just ordered another 5-gallon bucket of this stuff because it's a concentrate, and I'm able to get a lot out of that. I think it's one quart to 2 gallons. So that's a lot of repellent. But I've got a lot of bushes I've been treating. You may need something a lot less. You can find this, by the way, either as a ready to mix product or an already mixed product, ready to use product, at lots of different home improvement stores. And there are others as well. I just happen to have used that one. But you train them because once they get used to the fact that they can't chew that deck and don't like the taste of it, they won't come back. They'll go off somewhere else. And I think that's the way you get them to stay away from your deck. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you are inspired to take on a fall project. And if you are and have questions, remember you can reach us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The threat of a federal government shutdown is over after Congress this evening approved a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline, now heads to President Biden for his signature. The package drops aid for Ukraine, but does add money for U.S. disaster assistance. The Biden administration's plan to slash offshore oil and gas leasing is drawing fire from both sides of the issue.
The Interior Department has unveiled a congressionally mandated five-year plan for offshore oil drilling that includes just three sales. That's the lowest such number since 1980, and both the fossil fuel industry and environmentalists are upset. Energy companies say it will raise fuel prices, while environmental groups argue it undermines efforts to stop global warming. All three of the drilling sites are in the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The chair of the new Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the U.S. and the Chinese Communist Party, Wisconsin GOP Representative Mike Gallagher, said last week's GOP presidential debate had a glaring void.
I think it was a missed opportunity to really push the candidates on what is their plan, not only for fixing a readiness crisis or succeeding where Trump failed in terms of rebuilding the Navy, but also fixing a recruitment crisis that is threatening the very existence of the all-volunteer force.
Meanwhile, speaking with the Salem News Channel, Gallagher, who is also the chair of the House Armed Services Subcommittee, says the CCP poses an existential threat to America in a number of ways. Militarily, economically, and through social media platforms like TikTok. Five people killed, five critically injured when a semi-truck carrying anhydrous ammonia caused a multi-car crash in central Illinois yesterday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Moshe Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Voters have cast ballots in Slovakia's parliamentary election.
In Bratislava, a voter puts her ballot in the ballot box. Another voter, Jaro Stanchik, tells the AP, these elections are crucial and critical, and it's about keeping liberal democracy. Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and his leftist Smer, or Direction Party, vowed to reverse Slovakia's military support for neighbouring Ukraine in Russia's war if his attempt to return to power is successful. Smer's main challenger is Progressive Slovakia, a liberal party formed in 2017 and led by Michal Šimečka, a member of the European Parliament. Fico, who has twice served as Prime Minister, opposes EU sanctions on Russia, doubts Ukraine can win the war, and wants to block Ukraine from joining NATO. I'm Karen Chamas.
More news at townhall.com. Baton Rouge police arrest three of their own.
They are charged with trying to cover up excessive force during a strip search inside a police bathroom. Chief Murphy Paul says his department does not tolerate misconduct nor any form of unethical behavior. The department is under intensifying scrutiny as the FBI has opened a civil rights probe into allegations that officers assaulted detainees in a warehouse known as the Brave Cave. The officers arrested were part of the since-disbanded street crimes unit that ran that warehouse. Jason Walker reporting.
A 66-year-old New York man who spent 18 years in prison for a murder he said he did not commit was found not guilty at a second trial. Second U.S. Court of Appeals said in its ruling DNA under the victim's fingernails was not his. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful fall day, we hope that it's nice in your part of the country. And if you are inspired to take on some projects while the weather is so pleasant, we call this the Goldilocks season because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. We are here to help you get those jobs done. You can reach out with your questions, whether you're starting a project, whether you're stuck in the middle of the project, or whether you're planning a project, we would love to hear what you're working on. A couple of ways to get in touch with us, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for the fastest possible response, or you can use the old-fashioned phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you felt the chill of high heating bills last winter, the best way to lower costs and warm things up is by adding extra insulation right now. We're going to share the best place to add that insulation and the very common insulation mistake that so many home improvers make and can absolutely ruin your energy efficiency.
And also ahead, building a paver patio is a project that most DIYers can handle in a single weekend, but pavers don't have to be the size of bricks. Today, more and more homeowners are opting for a larger format paver called StepStones. We're going to walk you through that process just ahead.
And did you know that using a dishwasher instead of washing dishes by hand uses almost 40% less water and saves you $40 in energy costs? Leslie, I think a lot of folks don't believe that. They think it's completely the opposite. They think a dishwasher uses so much more water than doing it by hand, but it's just not the case. So we're going to share some tips on that and more ways to cut your cleaning costs.
But first, what project are you dreaming about tackling? We've got a great fall season ahead of us, lots of time to tackle a bunch of projects before that really cold weather sets in. So if you are dreaming about it, let us help you get that project done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Natalie in Wisconsin's on the line and is having some issues with old windows. Tell us about the problem.
Hi, I have vinyl windows, which served us very well, but now that they're older and I want to raise them up, 5 or 6 inches, they won't stay there, so I have to brace them up or else they'll fall down and they are quite heavy. Do you have any recommendations?
So the window jams have springs in them, and the springs have obviously broken down. And the problem with vinyl windows is, unless it's a name brand where you can easily find parts, is that it's really almost impossible to get those fixed.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to have a really good solution for you here, Natalie. If it was an old wood window, we could talk about ways to deal with that. But because it's a vinyl window, it's already an upgraded window. And if the internal parts are breaking down, it's difficult to find repair parts for that.
Okay, yes, I have been trying, and I didn't have any luck so far.
Well, I mean, I would search online for the manufacturer and see if there are repair parts available, but short of that, it might be time to start thinking about new windows.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sam in Idaho, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a length of cedar fencing someone gave me. I'm going to plant it. It's 10 or 12 years old, never been in the ground. I'm just curious if you would recommend treating the post.
Well, you can treat the post if you want to put like a wood life on it and make sure you get into the end grain. It'll help a little bit. But, I mean, the best way to stop that post from rotting is more about the installation. And what I would recommend is this. I would use a post hole digger to dig it the hole just slightly wider than the post itself. I would put about 4 inches of gray gravel stone in the bottom of the hole, set the post on top of that stone, and then use the rest of the stone to fill around the post and tamp it down. Now, you can use a tamping iron, or if you don't have a tamping iron, you can use the butt end of a 2x4 to do the same thing. But do not concrete those posts into the ground, because the concrete will hold a lot of water against the post that will cause rapid deterioration. If you just put the stone in, it'll be really, really strong, and it'll drain well. So that's the best way to preserve it.
Okay, guys, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Donna in Arkansas is on the line and has a noise issue. How noisy is that place?
Well, I don't know. It's my son and his roommate live in a duplex, and the common wall between their living rooms, they can hear the neighbors, and so I'm sure the neighbors can hear them. They were just wondering what they could do on that wall to block some of the noise.
What they would need to do requires a pretty significant addition to the existing wall. What they would do is they would have to put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer, and there's two options here. You can use a noise-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands of this out there. It basically, it has some sound deadening built into it. Or you can use a product called green glue, which is sort of like a gelatin-like adhesive, and you would apply that to the old wall, and then you would put new drywall over that, and that creates a noise barrier. And you also have to be very careful around the outlets and any openings in the wall, and they have to be sealed properly. And even after you do all of that, you will still probably get some sound through that wall. Unfortunately, soundproofing is harder to do after the fact than it is to do when you're building it from scratch. So not always the answer exactly that you want to hear, but that's really what it takes to try to soundproof the rooms in this situation.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you taking our call.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime and let us know what you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And still to come, fall is here and winter is close behind. We're going to tell you about the single most important project you can do right now to warm up your home for a comfortable winter in today's Home Solutions Tip, presented by Angie, next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, And with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this beautiful fall weekend? Perhaps you're just decorating for the holiday season. Maybe you are tackling a painting project or you're working on something inside because, quite frankly, the weather is amazing. So whatever you are working on, give us a call because we have got the answers. We can help you save money, time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Reach out with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Or follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and
Fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. if you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And,
okay.
And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle and potentially dangerous as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you could do that during the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean, the powdered bleach.
All right. Yeah, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with temperatures dropping, now is the best time to think about adding insulation to help lower those heating costs and improve your comfort. But if the thought of working in a dusty, cramped space while avoiding stepping right through the ceiling below just doesn't appeal to you, you're going to be glad to know that this can be a good project to hand off to a qualified contractor and be done for a relatively low cost.
We've got tips for using all sorts of insulation in today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie. Now, first off, you really need to think about what kind of insulation you'd like to invest in. Now, Insulation Pros can help guide you because some of this is dependent upon how your home is built, but there are really just three common types. Now, spray foam insulation seals leaks and gaps inside existing walls and really is the perfect solution for those who are looking for a relatively inexpensive way to fix a larger problem while increasing their home's R value. Now, we use this on our home, and the results were really nothing short of amazing. The way it works is that an Insulation Pro will mix the foam and then spray it onto the rafters or the ceiling joists, where it expands to both insulate and seal at the same time.
Now, blown-in insulation, this is another option that's been popular for a lot of years in homes all over the U.S. It's usually made from cellulose, but it could also be made of fiberglass, and it has a higher than average R value, and it all depends on how deep you're blowing the insulation in. Now, the way it works is that there's a mechanical blower attached to a supply of cellulose, and then the pro essentially points where they want that insulation to go, and then they fill that cavity.
Now, lastly, fiberglass bats are among the most inexpensive ways to insulate your home, especially in an already open space like an attic. The important part about installing fiberglass bats, though, is to pay close attention to how they're installed. For attics, it's important to use unfaced fiberglass bats. You lay them perpendicular to the floor joist and be sure that the attic has enough ventilation to make sure it doesn't become damp and wet, which can make the insulation very ineffective. And if you want to avoid a real critical mistake, don't put that vapor barrier in upside down. If you put that vapor barrier in facing up, it's going to trap a lot of moisture in that insulation and it will render it completely useless. Very common mistake that I used to see done all the time in the many years I spent as a home inspector.
And that's today's home solution tip presented by Angie. Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple local pros so you can find the best price for your project. Download the Angie app today.
Hezekiah in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a crawl space. It's about 4 foot high. And I had always have this moisture problem inside the house. I mean, the house fogs up. The windows fogs up real bad. And after doing some research, I don't know. I was assuming that it was my crawl space was doing it. So I went out and bought the vapor barrier to put underneath there, but I came up with this problem where I don't know how to secure it to the wall or how far up the wall I should put it, because I don't really want to puncture any more holes in that wall.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of reasons that you may have high humidity in the house. What I would suggest you do is to get a very thick Visqueen vapor barrier, lay it edge to edge in the crawl space, and let it overlap about 4 feet. I wouldn't worry so much about sealing it against the wall. Yeah, it'll make it a little bit better, but I think we can, it'll probably do an amazing job just by itself. But you don't want to stop there. You want to address the reason that the crawl space is so damp, and that's outside. Typically what happens is if the grade around the yard, especially right near the house, the first 4 to 6 feet is flat, you'll have a lot of water that will soak into that soil and work its way into the crawl space. The other thing is if your gutters are clogged, or if your downspouts are not extended away from the walls, typically downspouts will dump about a foot or two away from a foundation wall, and that's kind of silly because the water just does a U-turn and runs right back under the house. But if you were to extend those downspouts, make sure the gutters are nice and clean, and regrade the soil at the perimeter so that it slopes away, all of those things will reduce the amount of moisture that gets into the crawl space and hence up into the house, because the vapor will move up through the floor structure and get into the rest of the house. And then in the house, you could address ventilation in the attic by adding a ridge vent and a soffit vent, and that will kind of help flush it out. And essentially, you'll have a system that will move that moisture right through. But I wouldn't get too hung up on how to attach that plastic to the walls. I would just lay it down as best you can with as few seams as possible and then improve the grading and the drainage of the foundation perimeter. And I think you'll see a big difference just with those couple of things.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea than I had. And I was just trying to rack my brain figuring out how to secure it to the wall and how far up the wall I should go. But, I mean, I think I'll try what you said now and see if that works.
I'll give you one other trick, and that is that if it turns out you still have a lot of humidity in the crawl space, there is a type of vent fan that's designed to work in a crawl space. It actually fits in the space of a typical crawl space vent. And you can get these fans and have them hooked up to a humidistat, which is a humidity sensing switch. And then when the humidity gets high in the crawl space, the fan comes on and helps to pull in some dry air from the outside.
Oh, wow.
I would do that after you do everything else we're talking about, but that's just one other tip that you might be able to use, okay?
Is there any specific place you can get the humidistat on that vent fan from?
Well, the vent fans, you could find them online, and they come with humidistats, or you can order it, okay? It's kind of like the same kind of switch you might have for an attic fan, which I don't recommend, by the way, but it's humidity-based instead of temperature-based.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and needs some help with a project. What are you working on?
I was listening to your program on Saturday, okay, and you were referring to galvanized nails rusting with siding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar problem. If I polyurethane the nail and paint over it, would that work or would it chip?
It will still rust through if you don't have the right kinds of nails. See, if you're talking about cedar siding, what you should have used, or the carpenter should have used, was a stainless steel nail. Those nails obviously won't rust. If they're standard galvanized nails, you do tend to get sort of a bleed through it. Now, if you refinish the siding and you stain it or paint it, then you prime it first, by the way, then you probably will do a pretty good job of stopping most of that from coming through. But if the problem generally happens when you want to stain it because you want to enjoy the grain of the wood, then it's really hard to cover it up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you go with rust-colored stain, right, Leslie?
You could do that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, paver patios are usually built of bricks, but today more and more homeowners are opting for a much larger type of paver called step stones. We're going to walk you through this new trend when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, building a paver patio is a project that most DIYers can handle in a single weekend. But pavers don't have to be the size of bricks. Today, in fact, more and more homeowners are opting for a large format paver that's called a stepstone.
Yeah, now these are 24 by 24. They come in a lot of colors and in some ways can be even easier to build than a traditional paver patio. With us to talk about that is Ted Woods from Pavestone. Ted, these wider format styles are becoming super popular. I mean, we see trends toward larger format tile, for example, inside the home, and now we're seeing more and more people going with those large format concrete stepping stones for patios, driveways, walkways. What are you guys seeing?
Well, I tell you what we're seeing. We've seen a lot of these coming out in commercial areas, seen in gathering areas, parks, restaurants, wineries. And once people see that there, then they kind of gravitate to, hey, I want that at my home. I really like that style. So we're starting to see more and more of these items in retail locations so the homeowners can come and get these easily. But that 24-inch, that large format, has really been popular over the last year and gaining popularity. We see people do so many different things with it. You can, you know, lay them down and cover a big area fairly quickly, and you don't have to do quite as much prep work, you know, as like for the smaller pavers. You can, it's a little easier to get a large area laid down for these. And also you can get a little more creative. We've got a couple different designs in that 24 by 24 inch paver and stepping stone. One's just a smooth but with a beautiful blended color. Our plants make some great earthy tones as well as the gray and granite kind of blends that are very popular right now. And then we also make some of those large ones with the little embossed lines on them. So when you lay them down, you get some great contemporary linear looks to it. So it's really fun to see what people come up with. Some will space it apart and put grass in between them or gravel just to give it a different look. Or some people may do just a simple project like putting their trash can, you know, parking it next to the edge of your garage. You can throw down a couple of these and your project's done in an hour.
I love all these options of design in this large format of 24-inch square because it kind of helps you extend your interior design style out of doors. You really can connect those dots from inside to outside.
Yeah, you know what surprised me about these large blocks, too, is, and even the large tile, is you would think that they don't work in small areas, but they actually make smaller patios look much bigger, the same way they make small bathrooms look huge when you have these large format tiles. So it's a really interesting sort of contradictory result. Most people wouldn't think that these large blocks are going to make a small area look large, but they do, and they're very elegant.
Yeah, I agree. The smaller ones give you a lot more lines that your eye catches, and these bigger ones are just wide open, you know, pieces of the concrete, and it's usually in a nice blended color. So it just looks fantastic when you're looking at it.
So let's talk about the installation. It seemed to me that these are going to be a bit easier to install than a regular paver brick. First of all, there's fewer of them. And secondly, they're a little more tolerant to maybe some prep mistakes. Maybe you don't quite get the base as solid as you would like to get it. And it seems to me that they're going to be more tolerant and stay flatter and more stable over the years.
The smaller pavers, there's a little more emphasis put on that base material and getting that in there and compact it down. With these, you still want to do that and get it, you know, as smooth as possible, level it out. You don't want these tipping or having some point where you could have weight on there that might crack it down the road. But, yeah, generally as a rule, you see people not having to go as deep with that base material on these. And then as you lay them down, you know, you can, buddy system usually on the 24-inch squares, laying those down, and you can make pretty good time just button them up against one another and going.
Now, Ted, when you're installing, is there anything specific we have to do? Is there a frame or anything I have to use first to kind of keep my pattern and everything sort of inset and stable?
Yeah, a common mistake is that people think, man, these pavers are so big that they're not going to move, but you'd be amazed that they will slide out over time. So people need to use some sort of edge restraint. There's plastic versions, aluminum ones. You can buy them at stores. They're usually in a six-foot piece that you hide. They're almost hidden. They catch the bottom half of the paver that you're using along the edges, and it tacks it down with like a landscape spikes along there. But then those get covered back up with the earth or the grass right there. But they hold that whole project together. So it's kind of one area you do want to make sure and take the time and do that when you're finishing it up.
Ted Woods from Pavestone, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, filling us in on the new large format paver blocks. I can't wait to get some projects lined up here where I can test those out. Thanks again, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
Ted Woods from Pavestone, thank you so much for sharing this trend with the Money Pit. Coming up, the Department of Energy reports that dishwashers are the least used home appliance, which drives up household water use and energy costs. I think a lot of people have this backwards as to what uses more water and energy. We're going to share more cost-cutting cleaning tips when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
You've got the Money Pit, and we are sharing a ton of advice for fun projects this fall season, from decorating and decor on the inside, even on the outside, getting all those Halloween decorations and autumn looks up and running, to all kinds of projects inside. Whatever it is you are working on, guys, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
We've got Jim from Illinois on the line who needs some help with a deck project. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got an older deck. It's at least 10 years old, and I haven't taken care of it like I should. And so it's starting to wear, and obviously it's pretty dirty. So my question is, power wash it only, and then use some type of a treatment, or what do you recommend?
So is the deck structurally okay? Is it just sort of like cracked and checked from exposure to the sun? What's its condition now?
Structurally, it's really good. And I've actually replaced a few of the deck boards in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep. You know, when it rains, water kind of ponds on it. And, again, it's not draining like it should. So I definitely need some kind of treatment on it, I believe.
So what you could do is, first of all, you can go ahead and pressure wash it, but gently, okay, just to make sure you're getting any surface dirt sort of out of that. And there's some deck wash products that make it a little bit easier to do this. You kind of scrub it down with a brush a little bit first, and then you rinse it off. You don't want to go too aggressive, though, especially with an older deck, because you're going to wear away more of that wood than you want to. Then you want to let it dry really, really well, like a couple of days in the sun at least. Maybe like do it one weekend, and the next weekend plan on doing your staining. And then in terms of finish, you have some options there, but I would recommend, considering the age, doing a solid color stain, because it has a lot of pigment in it. It'll soak in really, really well. It will be, you'll still see the grain and the boards and such, but the stain really will work its way in terrifically and really protect it for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. If you take your time and do it right, it's really going to last. And you will find that it's a lot easier to put stain on a deck if you spray it. Now, you can purchase a very inexpensive paint sprayer these days. I mean, they start at around $50, $75. Look at one of those Wagner Control Pro models, or rent one. But you'll find that it's hugely easier when you do it with a sprayer, because a deck is like so tricky to get into all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I agree completely. Especially where there's cracking, I mean, the paint can get down there better if it can be sprayed in, I believe.
Yeah, you'll save a lot of time, too, and a lot of backache.
All right, well, I need that. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jim, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, the U.S. Department of Energy reports that dishwashers are the least used home appliance. It's my favorite appliance, I'm going to say. I can't imagine that people don't use them. Of the 90 million U.S. households with a dishwasher, nearly 20%, that's 17 million households, say they never use it over the course of a year. Not even Thanksgiving?
Wow.
Not ever? Come on, guys.
Yeah, and that's a very costly mistake, because cleaning a load of dishes in a dishwasher uses 37% less water than washing by hand, saving the average household nearly 5,000 gallons of water per year. And if you do use a dishwasher instead of hand washing, you can also cut your annual energy costs by more than $40, and that's all according to Energy Star.
Now, you can actually save even more when you use the dishwasher if you do the following. Scrape your dishes instead of rinsing them before you load them into the dishwasher. Pre-rinsing your dishes actually uses up to 20 gallons of water. So again, just stick it right in the dishwasher. Just make sure you scrape all the junk off.
That's what it's designed to do.
Seriously, that's what it does. Only run that dishwasher when there's a full load, and use shorter washing cycles for those lightly soiled dishes. There's a lot of options on that machine. You can pick and choose the type of wash that you give those dishes. And use a rinsing agent and the air dry setting rather than that heated drying cycle, unless you're in a rush. But definitely that air drying plus the rinsing agent, it's great, and it works just as well as the dried.
Absolutely. Now, if your dishwasher is an older one, or if it needs a repair and you're going to purchase a new one, make sure it's Energy Star certified. Energy Star dishwashers use less energy and less water than standard models, and this way you can use them with confidence, including the 17 million of you that have one but don't use it. If it's Energy Star, go ahead. You can use it. It's fine. We say so.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here or a bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
For both, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. Under-mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it and you're going to varnish it. And I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, you know, colors, tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance free, I'm telling you, wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. We can help you with all of those projects that you are tackling, thinking about tackling, dreaming of tackling, whatever it is, we can lend a hand. So you can reach us at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Are you looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, with interest rates at record highs, many potential first-time buyers are ready to rent rather than buy. We're going to share some tips on key things that you need to know before you take that step. Next.
You live in a money pit.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button.
Carol wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I've tried many things to keep mold from forming on my bathroom painted walls, like an exhaust fan, dehumidifiers, etc., but I just can't keep it free of mold. Is there something that I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? It's a small bathroom, and I don't really want to tile the walls and have to deal with cleaning the grout.
Ah, so Carol sounds like she's looking for a totally maintenance-free bathroom. Be nice if that existed, didn't it?
It's like in the Jetsons. Do you remember that? They'd shower in the room, and then the whole thing would spray itself down and, like, fold up into a wallet.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Now, most people will use the bathroom, turn on the exhaust fan, leave the bathroom, and turn off the fan, turn off the lights, and so on. The trick is that you need to leave it running for at least 10 or 15 minutes after you leave that room. That's what really will move all of that moisture out and let the walls start to dry and therefore not form mold. The other way to do that is instead of a timer, you can use an exhaust fan that has a humidistat built into it. A humidistat is basically a humidity sensing switch, does exactly the same thing. But one way or the other, you've got to extend the time that you're running that exhaust fan. Now, as far as covering the walls, there are certainly tub enclosures available in a wide variety of pricing. Leslie, what's your take on this? I mean, I've seen them made from plastic all the way up to Corian. You know, they can cost a couple $100 or a couple of $1,000.
I mean,
right?
They can, and some of them really look fantastic. And I love the fact that you're completely changing the look of the space in a short amount of time. You do lose, like, a little bit of space in that area, but they can be great. They can be easy to clean, and they definitely, you know, you'll find something in a variety of price points. It's definitely a good solution short of tiling everything.
With record interest rates, many potential first-time homeowners are choosing to rent rather than buy. If you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of just those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, moving is really a big step, especially if it's your first time doing so. So choosing the best rental is key, but you have to make sure that you're thinking about the commute and the neighborhood. They are both equally important. I remember when I got my first apartment when I was like 22 years old, my grandpa was like, drive by it at the night, drive by it in the day, see what it's like, make sure you're comfortable in that spot. So you've got to think about a lot of things. But first of all, let's talk about driving distance. It could be the best apartment ever, but if it's like a half an hour or more of a commute to your school or your job or whatever it is, that drive or however you're getting to and from is going to get old quick. So distance doesn't have to be the deciding factor in the choosing of your apartment, but it does matter. So make sure you're considering that because it means time spent on the road every day, money spent on gas or some sort of public transportation, and that could potentially strain your budget even further. Also, what do the traffic patterns look like around the neighborhood that you're considering? If you've got a car, is there reasonable parking places? If you don't have a car, what's that access to the public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work, whether you're using that public transportation or you're getting yourself there on your own? And also, don't forget to think about the local shops, the grocery stores, the restaurants, the bars, the social activities, all of that stuff. Really examine that neighborhood. It's going to tell you a lot about the atmosphere and whether or not it's a place where you really want to live. There's so much to consider, and you're not always going to get it right, but you can try your hardest to do so. If you want some more tips, check out the 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, you may have noticed that the price never seems to go down. If you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and all the waste, we're going to share tips on whole house water filters that both save money and deliver great tasting water on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.